Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Doing wonderful, Marco. I'm over here doing the Bigfoot boogie. Woohoo!
I was doing it. You ought to see it in a wheelchair. It looks real good.
I kind of picture you grabbing the wheels and going left and right and back and forth, little shimmy-shanga there, huh?
That's it. So
oh, my God.
What a week, huh?
Man, I'm telling you.
Well,
Matthew Johnson's back in the limelight again, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, who?
You know, Dr. Matthew Johnson, you know, the whack job up in Washington, D.C. that had Bigfoot, the spirit of Bigfoot gave him a prostate exam while he was out in the woods, remember? And massaged his shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, now apparently the creature's leaving little stubs of sprigs of trees that are out in the forest all over his truck when he's driving around. He comes back out and he finds these trees. You know, little sprigs of pine needles on his antenna. Some of them stuck up underneath his latch for his gas tank. You know, and he swears and believes that it's Bigfoot doing that to him. You know, he was going for an endoscopy, came out of the doctor's office, and there was a sprig on his antenna, and he claiming it's Bigfoot. You know, it's kooks like that that give everybody else a bad name, you know? I mean, Bigfoot, you know, he Bigfoot. So everybody knows Matthew Johnson, you know, Team Sasquatch USA, yada, yada. He's the one who wrote the book and had this big conference and was going to prove to everybody Bigfoot was there. And he showed his big 3-foot poop that he has actually in a box that he kept, you know, with a frame over the top like a picture. And he said his Bigfoot took it out there to the convention, I don't know, was it a year ago or something, when he was showing that off to everybody, but nobody could touch it or see it. It's behind glass, you know. And, you know, him and his followers, oh, my God, you know, they go out and they commune with Bigfoot, and Bigfoot talks, mind speaks is what they call it, mind speaks with them, you know, through telepathy from, you know, miles away. And they're dimensional creatures that, you know, move through different dimensions. I just, you know, I thought we were done with all the nonsense, but, you know, he's back. And, you know, I saw something also about Tim Fasano. Tim Fasano, remember, he was dead, but he's not dead. He's alive. He's doing this new YouTube channel, and, you know, he's got his strange things that, you know, he finds something on the ground, and it has to be Bigfoot. Just has to be.
Yeah, that's true. I got quite a few calls this week. I got 3 or 4 of them yesterday. It was pretty neat. I got Benjamin and Mitchell. They're two younger kids, not real young kids, but, you know, teenage type. And both of them had a pretty neat experience. And they, I got a couple other people that had called in, but they would prefer to stay in the limelight and not get exposed. But we might have them on next week. But quite a bit of action. New York. Let's see. We got New York. We got in Illinois, Louisiana, Kentucky. Not too bad. I had 2 others. We get these prank calls all the time too. You know that, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And, I got 3 or 4 prank calls.
Yeah.
Of course, that ain't too good at 2:30 in the morning, but it all worked out.
Yeah, good. You know, I just I'm trying to see if there was anything that was besides our good friends up in North Dakota. Anything that I got this week was I can say the truth. No, I can't. You know, it's all a bunch of nonsense. It's all, you know, Matthew Johnson with his, you know, one of his Bigfoot. Spirit creatures is called Xanu, and I guess he gave him a butt probe. And why would people even say that about themselves? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Think they're crazy? You know, you think they're crazy?
Well, they probably
that's the
are,
reason why. He's a psychologist. He's a psychologist. He's actually a doctor. You know, I just don't get it. I don't know. You know, we do real
what
big
I don't
hunting.
Get is the college education really doesn't give him any more smarts.
Ain't that the truth? You know, isn't
God.
That the truth? It's because you went and some people, they spend $200,000 and get out and do nothing with it. They own a home before they own a home. It's crazy. I don't know. People should just get out in the woods, do it yourself. Go see what you see, hear what you hear.
That's what you gotta do. Get out in the woods, get out of the, you know, get out from behind the desk. Well, there's a lot of people that do it behind the desk just to get information, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you can't do Bigfoot hunting from behind the desk in a computer. And, you know, look at everybody else's finds and then try to put pieces together. It just doesn't work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Enough people get out there, like some of these guys we got tonight, and we share given information and stuff. And after a while, there's a lot of information that we can, you know, that we can extract from everybody else to put things together, and it works pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I can't wait to get out there this, you know, this month, maybe next month. It's going to happen. The creatures are starting to move. We're starting to get the reports done. You know, I got friends up in Pennsylvania calling and, you know, telling me what's going on. And you got the Bigfoot conference coming up for the, you know, international conference they have every year where, you know, they take people's prints that they've cast. They make copies of them and they sell them. I just don't understand it, you know. I just don't get it. But we do what we do. We search for Bigfoot. We help people out. We get out there and prove that they're not losing their minds because that's what we do. You know, we've been doing this for, well, my dad's been doing it for 50 years, you know. It just doesn't happen. It just never stops. Never, ever, ever
stops. I know. Amazing.
You know, I think to myself sometimes, I wonder if people are actually flooding the internet with bull crap so people can't really figure out what's going on, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? You can't blame some of them because of all the garbage that's on there. I mean, you know, who do you believe? You know what I mean?
No, I gotcha. I gotcha, you know.
Yeah.
You can't,
there's a lot of people
figure
out
there,
you know, why don't they believe? Well, because of all the garbage they see on the internet and everywhere else, my God. And, you know, if there was enough attention put towards, unfortunately, you know, our scientific community, although there are a few people involved, they don't get involved. They want to stay as far away from this subject as possible because it makes them look like they lose their credibility by saying things, right? And even if they know that it's true, they won't go out publicly and announce anything. And I guess it's also the evidence that they need in order, you know, a scientist needs empirical evidence, and it has to be, you know, exact, blah, 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 blah. But guess what? What is science made of? Theories,
tons of them, lots of them, you know.
Tons of theories.
And if you're not a scientist from a college, then you're nothing. Wow.
I know.
Yep. I don't know. People
well, you
just
know
need
what?
To.
I'd like to introduce our guests in here tonight.
Okay.
If you don't mind, and I'll tell you what else. I'll interview the first two, and then you can sit in the background there and ask questions. Fill
that
in
sounds
for me.
Great.
Would that work?
You got it. I can do that.
Okay. Here we go. By the way, I didn't tell everybody who we had on here. We got Cletus from Illinois, Leroy from New York. Java Bob isn't on yet, but he's going to be on. Keith from Alabama.
Alabama.
Rocky didn't make it on. Jimmy Boots is on. Leo is on his way. I think Leo's.
North Carolina. We got them from all over the planet.
You got it. And Doyle.
I love it. Kentucky, 606 area code. Doyle Howcomb. There you go. All right. We're going to have a good show. Going to go by quick.
We're going to put a Cletus from Illinois.
Okay.
And here we go. Cletus, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Say, you know, Cletus, what I'd like you to do, if you didn't mind, and if you want me to ask you questions too, but and if you don't mind, I'll pop in and ask questions as you're going through it. But what could you just give us a rundown of what your encounter experience has been, and your experience was with this? You know, put us in the the surroundings, the terrain, you know, where it's at type of thing, and where you were at, and how far you were from the creature and all that stuff. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Paint us a picture.
I'll try my best to.
All right.
All right. So I was out checking my property. I've got cattle. And I was actually checking fences because we have trees fall on the fences sometimes. And I was walking down to my fences, and I noticed all the cattle was up towards the barn, which is very unusual because they don't go up to the barn, you know, until it's just about dark, pretty much dark. And, you know, that kind of, I mean, I didn't really think much of it. And so I walked down, you know, to the fence line, and I looked around, and over, it was probably 5 or 6 feet from the fence, on the other side of the fence than me. It was, kind of, I mean, small, not really a really grassy place. It's just kind of brushy. I would describe it as probably 8 foot tall. As soon as I see it, the first thing that came to my mind was a bear, but I knew this wasn't a bear. And at
do
that
you have
point,
bear
I was,
up by you there?
I was probably 40 foot from it.
Mm.
40, 50 feet.
Right. So, whereabouts? Are you in Illinois or New York?
Illinois.
Illinois. So, do you normally have bear up in your area?
Well, recently there has been some sightings of bears, but that, I mean, not really around my area of Illinois.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's really not much bear up that way unless they're really up high in the mountains getting over there in the Missouri side. But
yeah.
Right. So when you saw this creature, what went through your mind? Did you have to take a second look, or did you stop and stare and your eyes focus in on it? What made you kind of go, that's a Bigfoot? You know what I mean?
Well, at first, I was just like, wow. You know, I had no idea, you know. I mean, I just thought, that can't be a bear. So then
right.
I kept looking and looking, and then I was like, is that Bigfoot? And, I mean, that's pretty much it.
What happened to it? Where'd it go?
I kept watching it, and it slowly walked away.
Wow.
But I know that's what it was. It had to have been Bigfoot.
Did you see any of the features of the creature?
I couldn't really get a very good look at it. I mean, no detail, but
right.
It's kind of hard to explain. It was just very furry, like.
Right.
It kind of blended in with
the
surroundings.
You couldn't see the face, right?
What?
You couldn't see the face at all?
Yeah. I could see the waist up.
Face. Any facial features that you could see?
Not really. I wasn't really focusing on that. I was just, you know, in shock.
Yeah, that's how most people are. Like, they see something that they know ain't supposed to exist. Now they're seeing it with their own eyes. They kind of go into shock a little bit, you know. I'm guessing the next thing you did, you went back home and got on the computer and started Googling everything you could find out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've done.
You know, and, you know, you got to make sure, you know. I'm guessing that's how you got the Bigfoot hotline number and called Marco.
Yep.
Wow. So this was like during this week or last week or just recently or?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, my goodness. So take me back. Do you remember what the temperature was?
It was rainy that earlier in that day, but it wasn't raining when I went outside.
Right. What is that? Was it above 50 degrees?
I want to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were you wearing? Were you wearing a heavy coat?
I was wearing a long sleeve shirt and jeans and my
boots. Couldn't have been that cold.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to figure out the temps of these creatures. Right now, they're on their move. They're on their migration path. They're looking for their food, hunting, gathering. And you know, I have a theory about moon phases and temperature and everything. And that's what I'm trying to get at here with you. You know. What the temperature was, if it was full moon out there, you know, what kind of weather it was. You see what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But I do know the next day was rainy because I went back out, you know, to look for a print or something to see if it had rubbed off any hair or anything on the fence line, but where it had rained, couldn't find nothing.
Oh, goodness. No tracks or anything, huh?
No.
No. So
I'd say if I had went and looked as soon as I seen it, I probably could have found something, but I was just too shooken up.
Have you lost any cows?
No, surprisingly, we're starting to get calves right now, and I've been kind of worried about them. I kind of keep a close eye on them from the house now.
Okay, so have you had any cows drop that aren't there anymore?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking the creature, because we've had lots of encounters, you know, over the years where these creatures would come and they'd wait for the drop calves to happen, and they, you know, they're easy prey. They pick them up, take them out. You know what I mean? And we've even found, you know, large cows that were heads were twisted, necks were broken. You know, with nothing on, no hide marks on the back side of their hide or anything. So we ruled out all the wolves and everything. You know, just twisted necks, broken vertebrae. You know, so I'm thinking they might have been scoping your animals out, you know, for a quick meal.
Right.
You know. That's what I'd keep an eye on. If you know which ones are pregnant, make sure that, you know, you count them up and see if there's any babies missing.
Right.
You know? Huh. Now, whereabouts in Illinois are you?
I'm close to Burbank, Illinois.
Burbank. So that's west of Chicago?
Yeah.
Or southwest of Chicago?
Southwest.
Southwest. So you're out there in the country area. Okay.
Yeah.
Away from the city, folks. I got you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. They might be moving across through Missouri, cutting back down, going down to the Wichita area down there in Arkansas. Because that's a migrational path I know of. I think that's what they're doing. I don't know if they're going to be staying by you or not, but, you know, you might have just had yourself a quick encounter. Didn't even know what was happening. Have you told anybody about it yet?
Actually, my neighbor Jethro, he had a similar encounter on his property. Me and him's kind of been talking about it.
Same time?
No. His encounter was a couple days before mine.
Oh, well, that's the same time frame pretty much, you know. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Does Jethro have any kind of animals?
He has one horse, but it's inside a barn, so I don't think that Bigfoot had anything involved with his horse.
So do you remember which direction the creature was traveling?
See, the barn is south, so west.
West, just like I was thinking, okay. Yeah, because there's a path that they migrate down from the top, you know, up near Michigan area. They come down through Missouri, and they get off into the Wichita Valley in Arkansas, and they may move down into, you know, the Alabama area and everything, and shoot off west and east from there. That's a theory of mine that I've been coming up with the last 3 or 4 years.
I've been setting up a few trail cameras around my property. I checked them 2 days ago. I'm gonna have to go out and check them in the morning.
Well, you know, like I tell everybody, if you want your Bigfoot to go away and never see him again, put up trail cameras because you'll never get a picture of them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I think they see the infrared spectrum, and they also probably get the extreme low frequency hum that come off of them, so they know where they're at. You're not gonna get nothing. And people, I tell them, if you never want to see them again, put some cameras out there. They'll never come back to your property. So,
right.
You know, I would suggest if you want, bait the area, you know, and they're coming out with a new camera that'll have no infrared glare and has no extreme low frequency hum on it. I can't wait for them to come out because then you can camouflage these things at ground level. You know, they won't be able to be seen and hopefully get a picture that way. But otherwise, you know, your happenstance. That's how it happens. Almost all encounters happen. I'm walking down the street, victim, I think, out of the corner of my eye, I look, oh my goodness, there's a creature. what is that thing? My eyes playing tricks on me, you know? Huh.
Right.
So how far are you from Jethro's property?
Let's see. Our property lines connect. My driveway and his driveway is less than a mile apart.
Okay. When you described your creature to him, was it the same way to him?
Well, Jethro actually didn't get as good of a look at it as I did. He said
okay.
It was running when he seen it.
Hmm.
But he swears up and down it was a Bigfoot.
Now, has he ever seen it before, or is this the first time for him, like you?
That was just the first time for him.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Outstanding. Two Class 4 encounters on your property. That's outstanding. You know, we might have to get up that way and see you guys come up, maybe pick up a trail and we get on the road here just to check it out and see if it's on the same trail that I think they're coming. Hmm.
You're welcome, though.
Yeah. So, Well, I'm trying to think here. What I would do, if you're interested, Cletus, you know, I would bait the area. And what I mean by bait it, don't go do like all these other people and go, oh, I put out a bag of apples on a tree stump and a Bigfoot came and got it. Yeah, well, it could have been about 900 other animals too, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you know. The way I bait it is I'd get a Coke can or a pop can, okay? And you want to find a tree that's got a limb on it that could barely hold up a squirrel, okay? You want to throw some thin twine on it, throw it over the top about 10 foot from the tree so that it's away from the sump, okay? And then you throw peanut butter all over that can and hang it up where only something that's about 10 foot tall could reach up and grab it, and you hold it down long enough to where nothing's going to be able to slide down that piece of string without breaking it.
All right. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, it's too wet for it right now, but once it gets dry by you, what I take is I get some flour, bag of flour, and I'll sprinkle it all under that area, okay? So no matter what walks through it, you're going to see prints.
All right.
Okay? And you probably put out, you know, 4 or 5 of those. And I always put something down on the ground for the little critters. I usually put some sardines down, and I'll put that away from the other tree, throw it all over the base of another tree. That way all the raccoons and the squirrels will go eat that and leave yours alone.
Right.
You know, if you got any kind of infrared or clear-looking cameras, those are the only things you're going to actually be able to get a picture of the creature because they don't get the hums off.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, once we get on the road, definitely get a hold of Marco, and I'll get your number, and when I'm up in Illinois before I get over to North Dakota, we'll stop in. We'll check it out.
All right, man. Sounds good.
I'm sorry, Marco, for asking all these questions. I know you got some more. Why don't you, before we go to the commercial break here in a minute, continue.
These are good questions. Super questions.
All right.
You know. Since you've seen the creature, have you seen anything else since then, Cletus?
Well, the other day, actually, I went down and looked at the same exact spot, and I seen a nice deer that I've been getting my cameras. That and like birds and squirrels is all I've seen.
Oh, I meant to ask you, do you ever get any pigs up by you? Hog?
No, not up my way.
Okay, because normally, you know, these creatures will follow the deer and the hogs as they're moving through the woods to, you know, get themselves some food. So, and you know, they're pretty much nocturnal, you know that, right? So they travel and feed at night. Okay. Well, Marco, we're coming up on this hard stop at the commercial. Please, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight, and I'm sure Marco Bill does too. And if you like, you can just mute yourself out, listen to the rest of the show. We got about 3 more other guests.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Cletus.
We'll see you.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Take care. Well, here we go on commercial.
Let's pay the bill.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, you know,
and we are back.
Searchingforbigfoot.com, folks. Get over to searchingforbigfoot.com where you can pick up all our movies, all our documentaries, our docudramas, you know, the new one, Brutal Bigfoot. They're there. Plus all your other Bigfoot paraphernalia, buttons, boots, shoes, placemats, t-shirts, hats. It's all there. You know, if you're feeling guides, go on down, check it out, searchforbigfoot.com, and get to our store.
Well,
so,
heck.
You got another?
Okay, I got to tell you something there. General Bob just gave me a call. He's not going to be able to make it, so he's going to be on
okay.
Next week.
We got Keith
and Leroy. I'm going to go to New York and talk to Leroy. How's that?
Outstanding. Good. Let's do it.
Leroy, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Marco Bill? Thanks for having me on.
I am doing great. And Leroy, you heard the last guest sort of kind of give us a perspective, a little word pictured window of what you saw and when.
All right. So it was Monday night. Just got out of class. Me and my buddy were down by the stream fishing, and there was a big willow tree. And I happened to look up, and behind the willow tree, I saw this giant figure, like a mass of fur and, like, power. That's what I saw. It sent a shiver down my spine when I saw it. It was about 100 yards away from me.
Okay. And what could you see? What time was that night again? I'm sorry.
It was getting close to dusk. It was about 6:45-ish.
Okay. Well, it wasn't dark yet, though, right? It was still had light?
Yeah, still had the light.
Okay. And so what did you see? Give me an idea. The outline of the figure, the arms, the head, the shoulders, the body, anything. Did you get a facial view?
I did not get a facial view. But
no,
what I saw
okay.
were these broad, broad shoulders, almost like a defensive back in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
The side of the head was a little pointy. Not much of a neck either. It was
pretty
long,
typical.
Brown, baggy fur.
Brown, Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So would you say more brownish red or just brown? I'm sorry, this is TJ. Leroy.
How's it going, TJ? It was almost a brownish red, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you're up in New York, you said, right?
Yeah, upstate New York.
Okay. Trying to think. What was the weather like when you went fishing?
It was a nice night. A little cloudy, but there's some sun out.
What would you say temperature was?
What?
The temperature? What would you say the temperature was?
Oh, it was around 50 degrees.
50 or 60, what'd you say?
50.
Okay, so warming up a little bit. And you remember if it was a full moon or not?
I didn't happen to see that night.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Kind of booked clouds after.
Yeah. So when you're sitting there fishing, did you hear the creature first? Or were you just kind of like, you know, looking around because you weren't having any bites?
Just looking around. We caught a couple bass.
Oh, outstanding. You think the creature was watching you guys? Or?
Definitely. He's probably marking his territory.
Yeah. Did
making
you get
his
out
presence
to the area
known.
Where you saw it?
No, I didn't. He was across the stream, so once
oh,
we
the
saw
other
him,
side of the stream. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that part. Okay. Huh. So how long was your sighting for? How long did it last?
Probably about a minute until he completely disappeared. And
so
we
he was
said,
just kind
let's
of strolling.
Get out of here, back.
Oh, my God. So did you get a chance to get on the other side of the river, or is there any way to get there?
Nah, we haven't been back since.
So what do you think about all this?
It's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah? It kind of sits there in the back of your mind, tickling at your brain a little bit, doesn't
I've
it?
I've seen the thing on TV, but then to experience it, it's kind of like, who the hell is going to believe me?
Right. You know, well, we believe you. You know, we've all had experiences
that.
Here, you know. And people think to themselves, well, you're right. You see it on TV, you think it's a bunch of crap. Most of on TV is a bunch of crap, unless it's just a documentary, you know. But, yeah, you want to keep it to yourself. You're thinking, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm a kook. Don't worry about it, man. Remember, you saw it with your own eyes, okay? Nobody can tell you different. You weren't on drugs, right? You weren't drunk, right?
No, sir.
So, see, you it's like you see in the sun. It's there. You saw it, you know. My goodness. How old are you, Leroy?
20 years old.
I want to say, you sound real young. Man, you're lucky as could be, man, because this creature actually, you know, a lot of the Indians and the First Nationers here say that if you have the opportunity to see one of these creatures, your luck is going to change. It's going to become, you know, very good luck. So, you know, let's hope that happens for you.
Excellent.
You know, what did your friend think?
Oh, Tucker, he was a little scared. He was also in disbelief.
Mm-hmm. So did you get on Google afterwards and start Googling the heck out of Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah.
So
I
did you find any pictures? What?
I haven't seen any bear around here. I knew it was going to be a bear. There's not a bear around here.
Right. So have you told anybody else, or you guys keep it between yourselves?
Just some close friends. I think some of them are actually watching or listening in.
Oh, are they? Outstanding. Okay. When you guys going to go back go fishing?
Next sunny day we get. Looking a little cloudy this next couple of days with some rain.
Yeah. Well, heck, brother, you're going to have to get up there and keep us, you know, posted on what's happening and give Marco Bill call if anything going on. But, you know, that's awesome. You got your first sighting in 20 if you wanted to. You got a good 40, 50 more years of looking if you want to go hunting for them.
I might have to.
You know, where at New York yet?
Upstate and Dryden area.
Upstate, Triton area. No, I don't. Doesn't ring a bell. Is it more over by what is that? Right above you on the left.
We're about an hour north. Yeah, about an hour north of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Up there but near the Great Lake?
Yep.
Which one is it you guys near?
I don't know the big lake around here.
No, like, you know, Lake Erie, you know, the Great Lakes.
No. Oh, not the Great Lakes, the Finger Lakes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. Awesome. Man, so what you need to do is if you'd like to figure out, and she'll, if you get curious, just like I told the other guests, go bait the area, see if you can get any kind of action going on. Their creatures aren't going to harm you. You know, they're just as curious as you are of them. And then, you know, heck, maybe they'll invite you into their little teepee and tell us what's going on.
Hopefully one day.
Yeah.
More people will start to really come around to it.
Well, not everybody's going to get the opportunity to see the creature like you guys did. So, you know, they'll always be the skeptics, unless there's people that, like us, that are out there searching for them, trying to prove to the world that we already know exists, but we're trying to make sure everybody else that's seen them, they can be vindicated also.
Absolutely.
Well,
all
Marco,
right.
Sorry
well,
for stepping on you again. So why don't you, what else you got for Leroy, Marco?
No, nothing. I just wanted to thank him for, him and Cletus for, you know, calling in and asking questions and coming on
that's
and sharing his story.
For.
It's that easy to do. It
absolutely
takes a lot of courage to do that, especially when you know that everybody's going to think you're nuts. You know, that you,
hey,
I mean, you're getting close.
We're all
friends.
Little nuts in a little ways, but,
yep,
you know, it's a good nut. Awesome, Leroy. We appreciate you having
but,
me on,
any time, Leroy, but, any time that you, you have any other activities or you find out from somebody else that they had, give us a call, and we, you know, be more than happy to bring you back here.
Will do. All right. Thank you, guys. I want to say thanks. Hopefully this will happen a little more often.
Outstanding.
Well, yeah.
Thanks
and
for
if
coming
you
on.
Want, you, can, you don't have to hang up. I mean, you can stay on the line if you want and listen to the rest of the show. We got some pretty hardened guys that have been out for quite a while, and they have a lot of experience and background in these things. You listen to them, you'll see a lot of different things that they've experienced.
Yeah, I would definitely love some more insight.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Leroy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Take care now.
Stay hunting.
Well, TJ.
Yeah, Marco Bill. I'm telling you, getting young people to see the creature and get to have the guñañas to get on the radio and tell their story. It's getting to be a great week, man. You know, and
I know,
you know,
I know. I got more next week, and they're even younger.
Bring Keith in here. I want Keith to.
Oh, 16 you know, years old.
Yeah, bring Keith on. I want Keith to give these guys some advice and some knowledge.
Here we go.
He's good at that, and I'm sure they're listening. And if he had to give them, you know, advice, because he has a lot of young guys on his team down there in Alabama. So what would you tell these young men, Keith?
What's going on, TJ?
Not much, buddy. You know, why don't you share some insight with our new Bigfooters? Welcome to the Bigfoot community. You know, their first encounters. Give them some insight on things they should know.
Well, has their brain rebooted yet?
Yeah.
I assume the first thing you have to get over, you kind of mentally just kind of shut down. You have to wait for your brain to reboot before you realize what you just saw was actually there. But they're definitely there. We've had so much activity lately. We had a snare trap set out. I went out today. Matter of fact, Marco had called me not too long ago to come out of the woods, and we actually had snared one at some point, and it destroyed the area. I mean, it just literally took steel cable and twisted it up like sewing thread.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And they do bleed. They do bleed.
Did you get some blood?
Oh, yeah. We had
we're going to have to get those samples.
Yeah, we got hair, all kinds of stuff. But the tree that we had the actual can strapped to, like somebody just took the strap, pulled it apart, and snapped it.
Goodness.
Yeah, there was we got a footprint right up under the bait can. It's about a half inch deep in the ground, maybe 9-10 inches long, and about 6-7 inches wide.
What'd you do with the blood sample?
We had it on two leaves, and we don't put anything in plastic. I always use paper. I don't care if it's hair, blood, whatever. Put it in a paper envelope. Don't put it in plastic.
Okay.
That's a big no-no.
Okay, so you got stuff in paper. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. We also have we also got a good hair with a follicle on it also.
I'm not worried about any of that. I just want the blood. That's one thing
right.
We've never been able to send off to the labs to see. And they can break that down. They can tell us a lot of stuff from the blood. Okay.
10-4.
You know, the hair, unknown. You know, blood proves something's living and breathing.
Right.
You know
what I mean? We're getting real close. They're not infallible, but I'm starting to find a lot of chinks in their armor. A lot of the stuff they use to their advantage, I'm learning how to turn it against them.
Good. If anybody would, I knew you would.
I know in this area we're working in right now, we've actually stopped going into people's yard. But there's two different subspecies out there of the whole Sasquatch species. We had the baboon type and the gorilla or patty-looking type. And from what I can tell, they will interbreed across subspecies.
So, as long as the genes are good and they can still, bear children from them, I guess that's okay. So this is not the primal urge, I'm guessing.
All right. But I knew something was up because as we were going in tonight to look to check the snares. There's a whole new tree that had been drug across, and then there's like just fresh breaks everywhere. And I mean, these things give off a sense. If you ever go out looking for them, you know that they've been through there, and when they're angry, they just the way they leave the area, you know they're pissed. And as soon as we went in, we started getting that vibe. And when I got down to where the snare was, it was like an atomic bomb that went off out there. I mean, that whole place just ripped to shreds.
I wonder if it was, lunging around trying to get loose and tearing stuff up at the same time.
That's exactly what it looks like. That steel cable is fairly big. It's almost a quarter inch in diameter. It's like somebody just, I can't use it anymore. I got a crash. I mean, it's just twisted up so bad. It looks like somebody took a piece of cotton twine and just rolled it around in their fingers.
Well, that kind of takes it to a next level, doesn't it?
Yep. I told you, man, we're going to do it. I promise you, we're going to give you a body. It's getting real close.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. We're going to trail that thing up and down Times Square, showing everybody.
I know they are. They usually leave a couple of males out during the day while the rest of the group is sleeping. But there's a few stragglers that stay out past daybreak. I've got pictures of that. But they're mostly nocturnal, And if anybody doesn't believe, if they just take a little bit of time, get off their ass in front of a computer and get out in the woods and start looking, they'll find out they're there. I promise you. Me and my guys, we've gone past trying to prove themselves they're there. Now we're studying and we're learning their habits, what to eat, when they eat, when they breed, how long are they with their parents, how many are born to a female. We're trying to build a habitual profile on these guys. And you have to do that to be able to put one on the table.
I agree. These profilers that are out there think like the crooks so they can get ahead of them. If you want to think like a Bigfoot, that's what you need to do.
You see my equipment, TJ, and you know how dedicated I am.
Yeah, probably one of the most dedicated researchers that I know out there besides us, It's just the way it is. We search for Bigfoot. That's what we do. It's part of our life, part of your life.
Absolutely.
That's why we're all big one, big giant networking family.
Well, hooking up with you guys and Marco has helped me connect with a lot of other guys, and a lot of the data is matching spot on.
Yep. That's how you do it. You got to check it all out. You know, hey, Marco, why don't you go ahead and bring in Jimmy Boots and Doyle, and in the next 5 minutes we'll finish up the show just kind of talking about it and figuring out what's going on. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, everybody's on.
Outstanding.
What's up, TJ?
How you doing there, Big Leo up in North Carolina?
Who brought you?
Who brought you here? I did. You know, Leo, if you had to give these newbies, you know, Cletus and Leroy, any advice, what would you give them?
You know, you gotta get out there and do the hardcore research. I tell people, you know, you can't. He's not just going to walk up in the backyard of some rich house in Manhattan. You got to get deep in the woods. You got to get out there at night. You got to fight the chiggers, mosquitoes, ticks. You know, set out some bait. You got to set out some bait. You got to invest a little bit. You know, trail cameras. You know, like I said, I purchased trail cameras. Sometimes it's been a month since, you know, I checked my trail cam, and it's still out there. And I tell people, it's you don't want nothing to happen. You don't ask for nothing to happen. You just sit back and see what does happen. And
amen.
That's how you're gonna see these creatures when you start going out there, and it's almost like, you know, you're deer hunting. You're begging for the deer to walk up, begging for the deer to walk up. Man, you might be out there 8 hours, 10 hours, and not see a damn bird. But when you sit in that deer stand, you twiddle your thumbs, you look back, you read a book, all of a sudden that's when you hear that knock. That's when you hear that crash. That's how you got to do it. And one of the guys other than yourself and Tom Senior, the Godfather himself, that I consider mentors. I mean, I said mentors because you give me a lot of information on how to do these things. And that's Mike Green. Mike Green said this is the most boring hobby in the world, and it is. And you know, and the people that, and I will tell the young fellas out there that are looking forward, the people that you stay away from are the ones that call you every day, say a Bigfoot walked in the backyard last night. I seen him this morning. I seen him this morning when I got a cup of coffee. I seen him when I went out and changed the oil to the car. Those are people you stay away from. But the people that are hardcore, like my friends from Alabama and Rocky, that, you know, we get deep out in the woods. We get where civilization is a long ways away.
Pot sunshine.
And the only meal you got is that famous Spam Burger by Tom Biscardi Jr., TJ.
Hey, gotta love the Spam, brother. Gotta love it, baby. Gotta love that Spam, I'm telling you. And when you put it on Rocky's Pizza, it's even better than.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Doyle Halcombe.
Hey, TJ, there is one thing I'd like to put in there. You guys talking about bait me scene?
Yeah?
Rocky is the best thing in the world. If you've never had one, you order one, he'll ship it to you worldwide. I'm telling you.
He will do that. He will.
Rocky Slavin Spam Pizza is the best thing. I ate so many of them when we were in the Arkansas Mountains years ago, and oh, God, when we were on expedition. But now, let me tell you what I got going on here. Here's what I'm doing.
Go.
Are you with me?
We're here, brother. We're waiting for you.
I have found a fella that is a very politically affixed fella that's got a lot of connections with a lot of things that goes on in Bell County, Kentucky. And I'm telling you right now, I think that we're going to get the first connection with a Bigfoot that we've ever had down here, because it comes right through the Tackett Creek, Tennessee, where we've actually had a contact with a Bigfoot. And these things come up there through these oil wells that they're pumping. For some reason, the Bigfoots are coming over there for that pumping, that sound of the machine pumping, the wells pumping. It draws the Bigfoot into there. and they like it for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you right now that this summer, I guarantee you, will promise you a photograph of a Bigfoot live this summer.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to be right by your side. We're not going to
you know,
we're
coming
to
here.
Get the whole creature.
Coming here. Oh, hey, Tommy,
one
you're
thing
only
you can
4 hours away from me, baby. You're only 4 hours away from
hey,
me.
Hey, I got two young
but
kids
I guarantee
that you can
you.
Talk to. They're right there from Kentucky. I'll give you the numbers, and you can call them and find out. They're the kids that I talked to that are probably going to be on next week.
Hey, call them. Give me everything you've got from Kentucky, and anybody can call me, and I'll promise you this. I'll take you on an expedition down here, and I will show you places where in Taggy Creek, Tennessee, which butts up to Kentucky, where Tommy and I have actually heard and called in a Bigfoot. Have we not, Tommy?
We have. Hey, Dole, hold on 1 second. I want to bring in Jimmy Booch here and say hi to him. I know he's been in the hospital. I want to make sure everything's okay, see how he's going. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. I got a month without smoking now.
Outstanding, brother. That's good
yes,
to hear.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Big Jimmy.
Oh, bet
not
you would have never thought that would
get well.
I appreciate it. I threw him down the day before I went in the hospital, actually, so it was kind of funny. I was kind of glad because I didn't want people to say, well, you quit smoking because you went in the hospital, you know. I said, no, I threw him down the day before.
Now, do you have emphysema or not?
Well, they assume that's what it is. They think it's what it is, so I got a couple more tests to go through, but I probably do. But it's up to me to keep going. If I want to live, don't pick cigarettes up, you know?
There you go. There you go, brother. Well, we're all glad to hear that you're doing okay, and, you know, Mama's probably taking care of you. That's awesome to hear. So
yeah.
Since you've been out of the hospital, anything going on in your area?
Oh, it's always active over here. That's only because they live here. But, you know, I was out the other morning about 6 o'clock doing my thing, and it was funny, there was a fox, and he was very close to me, and I could not see him. The only reason why I seen him is because I was actually filming, and he actually walked in front of my camera in the woods. And
wow.
When I looked up at him, I couldn't see him. And it really makes you think how easy it is for something to hide, you know, and they're just, I mean, they just stand there, but they're furs, like the animals, mm-hmm. the way the man upstairs made everything. He made it to fit their habitat where they live. And,
yep.
And
yep.
You know, it just amazed me how easy it was for that fox just to stand there. And I could not see him in front of me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, brother. Well, guys, you know, it's that time of night again. Mm-hmm. Almost end of the Bigfoot Live radio show. Want to thank Cletus, one of our new guests coming in with a sighting up there in Illinois. Thank you for coming on this evening and sharing with us. Also, Leroy up in New York. And, you know, all the Newton crazy men of Big Search for Bigfoot. We got Doyle and Leroy and Keith and even you, Jimmy Boots. Folks, it's that time of night again. Remember, keep Bigfoot.
Big bad Jimmy.
Keep looking for that Bigfoot. See you next
keep
week.
Keep searching, boys. Keep searching.
Yo, have a good
night.
Good
night, everybody.
Good night,
night
everybody.
Guys.
Dole says keep searching. Keep searching. Let's find that fun bitch.
Keep the Bigfoot alive.
Amen.
See you next week. Take care.
Bigfoot.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot Live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a goal and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, legend, tales, and facts.